on the onset, there is no proposed bill at the moment. What is being obtained in public is a petition that some grouping wanted to present in Parliament. But apparently the leader of that organization went into self-abduction. That said, even that petition and even the bill that would come from that petition would be unconstitutional and illegal. The Constitution of Malawi is very clear that everyone has got a right to participate in politics. There is no one that would put a limit on that right. In any case, for such a bill to be given the effect at law, it must go through the Constitution. So you must begin by amending the Constitution of Malawi. And to amend the Constitution of Malawi is a tall order because it requires two-thirds of the members in Parliament. So we believe that these are tactics, gimmicks, propaganda aimed at making sure that the people should lose their trust, because they want Professor Kabila Mutharika. They should lose that trust and then maybe not even go and vote.
Don't you think there's a need for an age limit for a position like the presidency?
Why should we have an age limit? Do we have an age limit even in the United States? Do we have an age limit even in the Great Britain? We don't have an age limit on the president. And in any case, the elderly have also got a right to participate in democracy.
So the argument is that the older you get, especially for a position like the presidency, is very demanding. That's why I think the proponents are saying perhaps we need to have an age limit so that whoever is there can be able to manage all the problems that come with the presidency.
I do not want to mention specific individuals that have become president in their advanced years. I don't want to do that. It may not be diplomatic. But I'll just say we have presidents who are advanced in years, even in the United States. We have seen presidents there who are advanced in that. Should we say that they failed to deliver because of age? No, they did not. Even Nelson Mandela, at what age did Nelson Mandela become president of South Africa? Is he not one of the best presidents in Africa? He is. So even if we go to go medically, scientifically, has it been proven that when you are aged, then you stop thinking, then you cannot attend to the demands of an office of the nature of presidency? No. Even as we live socially, it has never been proven.